The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hey, Michael Steele podcast listeners, Michael Steele here with another quick take from the Michael Steele podcast. Check out what's going on right now.
Welcome back, everybody, to Michael Steele podcast. We're having a great conversation with Jordan Klepper. So, Jordan, I want to play this. This moment, I think, kind of encapsulates pretty much everything that we've heard over the last not just 4 years of Donald Trump, but the last 30 years of the fight Republicans have with Democrats. And I'll explain a little bit why in a moment, but just take a listen from your conversation with a Trump supporter recently.
Barack Obama had a big part of 9/11.
Which part?
Not being around, always on vacation, never in the office.
Why do you think Barack Obama wasn't in the Oval Office on 9/11?
That I don't know. Would like to get to the bottom of that.
Well, see, then that's exactly the point. That I don't know. Okay, boss, 9/11. September 11, 2001. It is this projection politics. It's Hillary and her emails. Oh, what about all the secret documents that are in the office here and the ones that were balled up and put in the White House toilet? I mean, what about those? It's Barack Obama. Is that the escapism here? That's what it is?
I mean, that's American creativity. That's what I'm fighting for right there. That is somebody.
And
that is one of those examples where we go out there where, you know, we're laughing a little bit of like, because the identity is so strong and because the point of view is they're wrong, this is right, I can make this work. Like, yeah, they will rewrite history in a way to vilify the person who is the villain of the moment. It still blows my mind. Every time I go out, I'm like, yeah, but there has to be a line where we're like, well, I'm not going to bend over backwards for that. But yeah, time gets bent.
It's what you did it there. It's like, it's Barack Obama. It's all because of what Barack Obama didn't do on 9/11. He wasn't there. He was doing something else. He wasn't paying attention. And you're like, well, do you have an idea why Barack Obama wasn't in the White House? I mean, you're trying to give him the triggers. You're trying to say Barack Obama, White House, 9/11, 2001, right? So one of these things is not like the other. Can you figure out which one? And he's like, I don't know. He just doesn't want to work.
But the American brain, God, it's been taxed, and our school systems need a lot of that Elon Musk money. So I feel for us. Yes. But you can see there's so much information that I'm sure, like, in real time, he's thinking, okay, Barack Obama, bad. 9/11, bad. There's probably something going on with the government. Blame Barack Obama for 9/11. Great. Done. Next.
Right.
And I think, like, we have so much coming in, we have to sift it really quick. Where you're like, okay, cool. Okay, Hunter Biden. Okay, evil. Okay,
right,
Biden,
right.
Evil, bad. Socialist, communist, Hitler. Okay, put those over in that corner. Yeah, it's just it's a grab bag of BS. There's too much coming at us too quick.
You are doing, I want to unpack just for a moment, the work you're doing with a buddy of mine, John Kasich, on your podcast, which is, it's kind of interesting. It's very different to have you sort of pair up with John and sort of create this kind of conversation piece, which is really interesting. And how did that come back as Kasich and Klepper, You also have what's the Fingers Conspiracy.
I got a podcast coming out soon for the Daily Show. Jordan Klepper, Fingers the Conspiracy. It's gonna be a fun podcast where essentially I'm taking some of these ideas that I'm hearing out on the road and then talking to some experts about it to figure out where does this JFK Jr. conspiracy start and what is so obsessive about it. I don't get a chance to follow up in the road that much, and so this is a chance to kind of step back and be like, all right, here is the wild theories that Americans are gravitating to. Let's take a little bit more time and unpack it. So that's a really fun podcast we're working on right now. And the one I'm doing with Kasich has been a joy. We randomly sort of got paired together.
Well, I'm just to let you know, I'm jealous. I'm envious. I am.
You don't need John Kasich calling you at 2 a.m. wanting to just bitch about the last football game or commuting in his Tesla, just wanting to talk about whatever he sees. It's a strong time commitment. I had no idea. This is governors are busy. Governors who are no longer governors, less busy. That's what I've realized.
Right. And lieutenant governors, even less so.
Yes, I'm sure.
I just had to put my Bible on the shelf. I'm like, damn, in 4 years, I never got to use it. So what's a brother going to do? You also have a new thing that's coming out. I just caught this. You just really announced it. It's you returns for round two of Shit Show.
Right? Oh, yes. I'm doing a fun live show in Brooklyn where New York is home to so many fun late night comedians. And so
yes,
I've invited some of my friends to kind of do a fun late night news show and then bring some members of the journalists where we had John Heilman on last night, cutting stuff up, trying to get him drunk and saying something inappropriate at a live show. And luckily, we were able to do it.
I was going to say, with John, that was not a hard lift.
It turned out to be not a hard lift. Much easier than I thought it would be.
I would think that was kind of like child's play.
It was really easy. Yeah, I thought it'd be like, oh, how are we going to coax it?
Gotten arrested for abuse after a certain point.
Yeah, he may have arrived already ready. So
yeah, that's exactly the point. One other thing before I let you skip out, man, is we talked a lot, obviously, about what's happening here at home and the impact that your work really does have. We laugh about it and we scratch our heads some, but it does have a profound resonance. And the same is true. You were recently in Hungary and, sort of looking at the same kind of vibe there and in Eastern Europe and other parts of the world around these sort of autocratic leaders like Viktor Orban and others. What's your take there from a global perspective, looking at the sort of, as we have, the microcosm of, MAGA, Trumpism, but then globally, I mean, Italy right now is about to, put in charge their first female president, but she is a right wing, hard ass. Mm-hmm. What do you think is going on there?
Well, I mean, I do think there seems to be a shift. We're seeing more of these autocratic leaders take hold in these countries. And I think for us going over to Hungary, it was, CPAC invited Viktor Orban. There was a lot of talk when we went to CPAC about Hungary being held up as an example of what America could potentially become.
Okay. Right.
Yeah. And I think, and as a dumb comedian over here, I knew very little about Hungary, but I think it what was so fascinating talking to
you. You were going someplace to feed somebody, didn't you?
I know. Great. It's a buffet. We're going to go to Gramercy Tavern right down there in Midtown. What is this? Oh, shit. Autocratic. What security do we need? They're spying on journalists. Oh, dear God. A big takeaway was, I was talking to folks who it's called an illiberal democracy right now. And so democratic norms that they had a decade ago have certainly been chipped away. And, you know, it's not a surprise as to how they did it. And they can control the media. They peel away certain voting rights. And suddenly, you know, because they can control some of the narratives, they can control some of the districts with which people vote, the way in which people vote, they start taking rights away. They start kicking out campuses of higher education in the center of town, throwing that outside of Hungary. Hard line against immigration and taking away rights from the LGBTQ community. Right. And you talk to people there and they're like, it happened so you almost didn't notice it happening. And then it's gone like that. And and I do think when we came back here talking to Americans, I think there's a lot of people who look at what's happening right now and are like, yeah, it's always been wild. I have this fight with Governor Kasich a lot too, of like, I know it ebbs and flows. It always does. And America always thinks it's on the brink of something, but our institutions are strong, is often what we think. But I think we see day in and day out, our institutions aren't as strong as we think they are. And I do think there are real threats, and there are changes that happen day in and day out that can take away these democratic norms that we've taken for granted for so long. And you look globally at what is the big thing that has shifted, and I do go back towards it's our technology and it's our media, and it's affecting our discourse in a way that bad actors can flood the system, or they can limit the system. I think that's the one difference in Hungary. I think Hungary is more like 1984, where they limit the information people get, and they don't. They still can vote, but you're just not seeing or hearing from the other people.
Right.
And I think in America, it's a brave new world, and it's what we do is we give you too much. Right. And so it's not that the information isn't there. It's just you are so inundated by it, and you're so confused by it that you don't care. And I think that's where when you have any kind of societies like that, and you have some bad actors in position of powers who can start to rewrite the rules to benefit them, you can be in a dangerous place if you're not checking that consistently. And so Hungary is a real harbinger for what could happen in America, and I hope we keep an eye.
Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for listening today. Please go to Apple Podcasts and give us a 5-star review. Heck, give us 2 5-star reviews. I love it. Or catch us on Stitcher, iHeart, TuneIn, or wherever you get that podcast thing on. You know how that goes. Peace out.
Retaliation with Julie Roginski is a weekly podcast focused on the stories of women who have spoken truth to power and have persevered despite the costs. It shares the experiences of courageous people who have sometimes been celebrated, but too often castigated for standing up for themselves and for others. Each week, I examine the structures, systems, and culprits responsible for perpetuating and promoting workplace toxicity. You'll hear stories from female celebrities, music label executives, politicians, police officers, and many others as we examine the cultural reevaluations, policy changes, and legal steps that can finally bring an end to the ongoing attack on women in this country and around the world. Listen on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.